Prosecutors have found a way to keep some rape cases open long after the statute of limitations expires. Most states require authorities to charge a suspect within 5 or 10 years of a crime. But now, when prosecutors can't name the suspect, they can indict John Doe, identified by the DNA that he may have left behind. That gives them extra time to track down the suspect. Here's NPR's Tovia Smith.
To many survivors of rape, there's nothing more frustrating or painful than knowing their rapist is still out there. 49-year-old Debbie Smith was sexually assaulted about 15 years ago when a stranger burst through her back door and dragged her into the woods. She survived and was able to give a description of the guy as well as a sample of his DNA, but police still struggled to find him, and Smith lived her life in constant fear.
I woke up every day wondering when he was going to show up again. Wondering if he couldn't get to me, would he get a hold of my daughter? And I can tell you that it's no way to live.
Smith did live like that for 6.5 years until authorities finally came up with a match between the DNA sample collected after her rape and the DNA of a convicted felon. Her rapist was charged and convicted. But in many states, that 6.5 years would have been too late, as the statute of limitations would have expired. But now a growing number of prosecutors is getting around such limits by indicting a yet-to-be-named John Doe, identified by his DNA. And that is delighting survivors like Debbie Smith.
I am thrilled that somebody has found a way to skirt the law, so to speak, but be very legal. And I think that whatever we can do to get these rapists off the street, we need to do.
Massachusetts is the latest to try these so-called John Doe indictments. The trend started in Wisconsin and has spread from California to New York to the federal government. And so far, the courts have said okay. In Boston, Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley recently indicted 3 John Does for rape just before Massachusetts' 15-year statute of limitations expired. Conley concedes he's pushing the envelope, but he notes it's the kind of creative lawyering that defense attorneys do all the time.
I mean, there's nothing impermissible about doing what we're doing. This is a predator, and my job demands nothing less than doing everything within my power, within my resources, to hold them accountable so they do not do this again.
Conley started pursuing the John Doe indictments shortly after state lawmakers rejected a bill that would abolish statutes of limitations for rape altogether. Now, defense attorneys like civil libertarian Harvey Silverglate accuse Conley of trying to do an end run around the legislature and change the law himself.
If the legislature decides that that should be the policy, that we as citizens have to live with that, the district attorney, however, has won an election to prosecute cases, not to write laws.
Silverglate says the scheme makes a mockery of the statute of limitations, which is meant to ensure defendants a fair trial. Defense attorneys say it becomes almost impossible to mount an effective defense decades after the fact, when memories have faded, witnesses have moved, and evidence, including the suspect's DNA, is old.
There's a myth out there that DNA testing is infallible. It's not.
Barry Steinhardt is director of the Technology and Liberty Project of the ACLU.
DNA, like the rest of our bodies, degrades. And it may well be that over time, you can't actually go back and retest it. And we also know that there are mix-ups, sometimes simple as a label being wrong. So the question is whether or not we really want to be having trials decades after the fact.
But some call that argument disingenuous. Defense attorneys have made famous use of DNA to exonerate people decades after an alleged crime. So the argument goes old DNA should be reliable enough to convict criminals, too. Victims advocate Wendy Murphy says the real question is whether a rapist should ever be allowed off the hook just because some arbitrary number of years has passed.
So what? I mean, the point is, if you commit a very serious offense, you shouldn't expect to get away with it just because you managed to avoid prosecution or escape detection.
So far, John Doe indictments are relatively rare, and cases where that John Doe rapist is found and convicted are rarer still. As states expand their DNA data banks, the tactic will likely become more common. But ultimately, some experts note there's a limit to how helpful John Doe indictments may be. The vast majority of rapes do not involve strangers. Most victims know their rapist, and the case hinges on a question of consent, not identity. In other words, most defendants are not saying, "It wasn't me," but rather, "It wasn't rape." So in those cases, DNA doesn't help at all. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.